Thanks for tuning in to this message from the Los Altos Grace Brethren Church. We hope this will be an encouragement to you. You can find out more messages and more about our church at www.lagbc.org. One of the things that our church is big on is mission. And so we're fortunate one of our very own missionaries is here today, Don Zomer. Don, would you come up with us? Where are you, bro? Don, can you grab that mic right there? And it might turn on. Don is in town for a wedding, and so we're really glad he kind of popped in today to be with us. Don has worked in a variety of places with Campus Crusade, now called Crew. Does it look like it's on?
I'm old. I don't know.
Hello.
Yeah. So Don and his wife, Don, look out. It's getting crazy up in here.
If you're new to the church, you'll get that next week.
This is a beautiful wife, Donka, up here.
Wow, she's cute, isn't she?
Yeah. I actually took that picture right back there about where Jim Lilly is sitting.
I tell people she was 15 when I married her. It's not true, because I'm an old man.
But
I'm sorry.
You're getting really creepy. I'm a little worried. Don has worked in Poland and then actually most recently has been working in Colorado Springs, working with Air Force cadets. And so as our men and women serve our country and are training to work in the military, they have lots of questions. And those who don't have church homes sometimes come there and they need a place to hang out and to enjoy one another and a place to meet Jesus for the first time. And so Don and Donka have been at the front edge of doing that. And so we're really excited that you kind of represent us there with the cadets, and yet some of that ministry has changed over the last year or so. Why don't you tell us a little bit about kind of what God has you up to in this season?
Okay. Those of you who know us, I've been working with Crew for Campus Crusade 40 years this year. So
congratulations. That's 40 years of ministry? Me. That's awesome.
But within the umbrella of Campus Crusade Crew, I've been able to kind of change my job. Those of you that know me, I started working with athletes at the beginning, campus, with Athletes in Action, 3 years, and then went to five or six different cities in Europe. And I like to start things up. I said that in the Sunday school class. Somebody was talking about how he's retiring after I don't know how many years. I'm going, man, I change my job every couple of years, you know, but within the big umbrella of Crew. And Lord's put it on our hearts. I'm going to be starting to work with athletes again. I've been working with them all along, but sort of in a global way. If you put me up here every Sunday for 52 weeks out of the year, I'd get bored. But if you put me on a plane and give me a backpack and send me out there to get something done, I'll go, oh, wow, I'll do that. And one of the things I'm going to be doing is just helping out sort of our international side of Athletes in Action and helping in some different countries. I'll be going to Turkey in about a month. And just a side note, my wife is like, you're going to Turkey? Are you sure you should go there? And I said, honey, if I was worried about going places, I wouldn't have gone to Poland to find you back in 1980 or something like that. So we're still, I guess, the bread and butter of what I've always been doing, though. And just seeing these young people out here excites me is it's what changed my life back in my college years, is getting involved in the lives of young people in terms of just call it discipleship, mentoring, come alongside helping people, you know, kind of get the boat going in the right direction. And it's exciting when I just look out and go, wow, there's a lot of young people here. This is neat. And my life changed and my whole walk with the Lord turned around when I was at Long Beach State. I was in my, you know, early 20s and just think that, wow, if somebody would have grabbed hold of me and I had a chance to go to a Green Oaks camp back when I was in, you know, I mean, you guys have no idea. You young people have no idea what a privilege that is. I'm serious. And just to have some adult, you know, some people love on you and have that time and be able to take a look at God's word and begin to see how that can apply to your life. That's not a, you know, don't take that for granted. That's not like what's happening out here today in the world. So I just commend all those folks that, you know, took part in that, and you young people, you know, you're in a race. I think am I all right? Yeah. Good question.
You're good, man. Keep preaching to the choir.
I was just thinking of it was a passage I read this week in Corinthians. Paul says, not everyone runs the race well. Run in such a way that you may win. And when I think of sports, which I believe is sort of a global language now, anywhere you go, if I can say, hey, I wrestled, you know, and I go into some of these countries over in Russia, whatever, it's like, oh, you know, all of a sudden they want to talk to you and look at your ears, you know, because wrestlers have funny ears. And it opens a lot of doors. But Paul says, run in such a way that you may win. And when you think of, you know, probably most every young person here has ran some sort of race or done something maybe with sports or something. And you train. You don't just get out there in the soccer field and go, okay, now how do I do this? No, if you're in a game, you've trained, you practice and everything. And the Christian life's the same way, you know. You wanna make it. You wanna, you know, and God's given us his word, which is sort of the template of how to do it. Pick that thing up and, not that thing, pick the word up and read it or just, you know, as a, just sort of a lifelong ambition. And that's what I set out to do. I didn't do it till it was my college years. But set out sort of like a lifelong ambition to just, Lord, say something to me today. You know, whether it's reading through one of the Gospels or, you know, some of your mentors or people that tell you what to read or what to look at. And just say, teach me one thing I can take from this today and apply it, you know. And I started doing that in my college years. And I'm still doing it where I just open it up. Lord, what do you have for me today? You know, what can I learn from this?
That's awesome, anyway. Bro. Can you give us one way that we can pray for you? Yeah.
I'll just pray for this next season of life. Oh, my daughter got married 4 weeks ago. We're empty nesters. For those of you that...
That's an exciting
11 season. Nations, 11 countries came to the wedding. It was very international.
That's awesome.
And my daughter right now is on a little teeny island the size of Los Altos, area of Long Beach. Literally 50,000 people live in the Faroe Islands. It's between Iceland and England. So, yeah, a little girl is over there now with her husband. And but that's where he's from and everything. But pray just this next season that Donk and I is... I mean, we know. We have the general direction of where God's moving us and pushing us. But just how that'll play out, I guess, and
okay,
the way that'll
cool.
look.
We would love to do that.
Sure.
So campers, here's a guy that didn't compromise, okay? So he was at Cal State Long Beach. He got introduced to Jesus, and he's been following Jesus. The same stuff that we told you this week to do, he's been doing that for, you know, more than 40 years, but 40 years leading ministry. And so we're glad.
One other thing. This was my home church where I started getting fed. I sat out there, and I was like, looking up, you know, and just brand new stuff, and it was all brand new, you know. I mean, I'm just so, you know, this is a good place to be. So just
yeah, thank you. Well, Don, let's pray for you, and would you join me in praying for Don and for the rest of our morning? Jesus, we thank you so much for Don. We thank you for his life well invested. It wasn't spent; it was invested in many leaders, many conversations, many games of soccer and wrestling and basketball, and many. Conversations with young men and young women about following you and about how to stay true to the word and how to not compromise in their lives. And so, God, we thank you for Don and Danka. We thank you for the new season of life that they find themselves in. Thanks that their kids are up and married and off to the world. And now they are looking at how do they run through the finish line. God, it strikes me that as he read that verse this week, that he is trying to finish well as well. And so, Lord, we pray for our brother. We thank you that he's been part of our church family. And now part of our church staff in an extended way for these 40 years. And we just pray, God, that you would keep him running through the finish line. And we thank you that he could be with us here today. And Lord, as we continue to worship this morning, we look forward to you meeting us in a special way. In your name we pray. Amen. Thanks, Don.